faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents...
The Adventures of Superman. Today, while Superman lies a helpless prisoner of the evil politician George Latimer, the fate of his friends and rescuers, Batman and Robin, hangs by a thread.
All right, fellas, this is it. This is where we deal out news about those terrific Lucky Charms and that handsome silvery keychain. Offered to you by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal.
How'd you like to sport a football on your keychain? A silvery little football that'll make you look like a big college athlete. Well, this slick football is only one of many lucky pieces you can get thanks to Pep's great offer.
There's a skull and crossbones that looks strictly secret society, and a little locomotive, surreal looking, you can almost hear it sound its whistle and go tearing down the tracks.
12 exciting lucky pieces, and here's all you do to get them. For each lucky piece you'd like, just send one Pep box top and one dime, plus the names of the lucky pieces you want, like the football or the skull and crossbones. With it, you'll get a printed slip with pictures of all 12 lucky pieces on it for future orders.
Just remember, for each lucky piece you order, send one Pep box top plus one dime and the names of the ones you want.
And you're sure to want the keychain to hang them on. It's a man-sized keychain, over 17 inches long. Just the thing for carrying your scout knife or watch.
To get your handsome keychain, simply send one Pep box top and 15 cents. That's a nickel and a dime, plus a Pep box top.
Print your name and address clearly and send to Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan. Did you get that? Send to Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan.
And now the adventures of Superman.
A jagged piece of kryptonite torn from the exploded planet on which Superman was born. A strange, green, glowing, metallic substance which in the atmosphere of the Earth robs the Man of Steel of all his strength. If it is placed within 10 feet of him, is in the possession of Big George Latimer, a crooked politician and Superman's arch enemy. After weakening Superman by exposure to the kryptonite, Latimer transported him to an old, deserted mill deep in the woods on the outskirts of Metropolis, where he finally hit on the one means by which Superman could be destroyed. Starvation. Meanwhile, Batman, hunting desperately for his friend, is cruising above the countryside in his famous Batplane, searching the ground through binoculars. At the moment, he is unaware that he is about to pass over the old mill in which Superman lies helpless, and which is almost hidden by trees and bushes. But Superman is not unaware that help is close at hand. Although unable to move because of the kryptonite glowing on a stool only a few feet away, his X-ray vision pierces the ceiling of the shack and recognizes the approaching plane and its pilot.
Well, it's Batman. He's going to pass directly overhead. How can I get him to spot this place and investigate? It's my only chance.
Come inside, Blake.
Uh-oh, Latimer. Come on, Batman. Come on.
You too, Gus. I don't want anyone in that plane to see us.
They can't see us from up there, boys. Too many trees.
I'm not taking any chances. That plane might be looking for Superman.
You can bet your bottom dollar it is.
It's going to pass directly over the mill, Mr. Latimer.
Don't go out, Blake.
Oh, goodness, no.
And spot this place. If you don't, I'm finished.
Oh, the plane's going away, Mr. Latimer.
Good.
Sure is a funny-looking ship. Take a gander at it, boys.
Where is it?
Too late. It just ducked into a cloud way off to the left there. But you should have seen the wings. They were...
Never mind. It's gone. It's all that matters. You two can go out now if you wish. I'm going to see how Superman is getting along.
All right. Come on, Gus.
Here he comes. I can only get my strength back just long enough to get my hands on him. Oh, it's no use. I can't.
I owe you an apology, Superman.
You owe me more than that, Latimer.
I thought of it just after I finished eating. I forgot all about your lunch.
That's all right.
And I forgot to bring you breakfast this morning, or dinner last night.
Don't let it bother you.
I guess I'm not a very good host.
Decent of you to apologize, but I'm not hungry.
How would you like a nice, juicy steak?
No, thanks.
With French fried potatoes, broccoli, and hollandaise sauce. Crisp green salad.
You don't tempt me in the least.
Perhaps you're too thirsty to think about food. I'm afraid I forgot to give you anything to drink.
No, thanks.
How about a pitcher of clear, cold water? Fresh from a deep, cool well. Sound good?
I hate to break your heart, Latimer, but you'll find out sooner or later, so I might as well tell you now. I don't eat or drink.
You bet you don't. Not anymore. I'm going to starve you to death.
You don't understand. I never eat or drink.
Who are you trying to kid?
I'm not kidding. You forget I'm Superman.
You're still alive. Without food and water, you'll ultimately die. May take a week or a month, but sooner or later, it'll happen.
You're going to be surprised, Latimer. Better think it over. You can't get rid of me.
Oh, yes, I can.
I mentioned this once before, but it's worth mentioning again. I'll be a millstone around your neck. You won't be able to sleep or draw an easy breath worrying about my getting away. Because you know what'll happen when I do.
It's a good bluff, Superman, but it won't go. You're licked, finished, washed up.
Oh.
I'll keep you here until you're a bag of bones. Then I'll dump you into a hole in the ground. You'll never get in my way again.
That's what you think.
I know it. And so do you. I swore I'd get you.
Mr. Latimer! Mr. Latimer!
What is it, Blake?
That plane, Gus says it's the same one. It's coming back.
Yes, huh? Let's see.
It's the Batplane. Coming this way again. Maybe Batman will see the mill this time.
See? There it is, Mr. Latimer, right up there.
Yeah. I see it.
It's the same one passed over before, boss.
Are you sure, Gus?
Yeah. Remember I said it was a funny-looking ship? You see the wings on it? Looked like a bird's wings, and they're painted black.
Batman's starting to circle and fly lower. Maybe he noticed the mill. Don't go away this time, Batman. Stick with it.
Mr. Latimer, it's starting to circle. They've seen us.
They can't see us. Trees cover the mill.
Then why is it circling and dropping down?
I don't know.
Batman's seen something down here. He must have, or he wouldn't be hanging around.
He's dropping all right. Dropping fast.
I don't like this, Mr. Latimer.
Latimer, I told you can't possibly... Good Lord.
What is it, Mr. Latimer?
That plane. It's shaped like a big bat. Like the car that followed us last night.
Batman and Robin's car.
I've got a plane, too. A Batplane. This must be it.
Good heavens.
Batman and Robin, huh? They're bad men.
They certainly are. I warned you, Mr. Latimer.
Gus, where's the machine gun we used on Superman?
Uh-oh. In the car.
Get it. Bring my rifle, too. Hurry.
Okay.
What are you going to do, Mr. Latimer?
What do you think? I'm going to shoot him down.
Swooping low over the trees crowding the old mill, the Batplane zooms up into the blue sky again. It resumes its lazy circling, slowly dropping lower and lower. In the cockpit of the plane, Batman snaps the radio switch and calls to Robin, his young companion, who is cruising along a dirt road in the Batmobile with Alfred, their trusted butler.
Batplane to Robin. Batplane to Robin. Come in, Goldilocks.
Oh, Goldilocks yourself. What's on the fire, Pappy?
Maybe something, maybe nothing. I spotted an old shack. Looks like a deserted watermill. I'm giving it the once-over.
An old mill, huh? Could make a good hideout.
It certainly could. It's secluded enough. And all choked up with trees and bushes. I haven't seen anyone around, though.
Well, how about Alfred and me tootling over and having a look-see?
I don't know, Robin. I'm pretty low now. 500 feet. Right over it. But I still can't see any sign of life.
Well, we might as well look it over. Can't afford to miss any bets. Anyway, we're getting bored. Where is this mill?
Well, let's see. I passed over Broad River a few minutes before I spotted it. Hey, you know where the bend is?
Uh-huh. We're just a few miles from it.
Well, there's a dirt road. Turns off left from the highway just below the bend. I followed that, not having any better ideas, and ran... Good Godfrey!
What's up? Batman, come in!
Two men just came out of the mill. They're shooting at me with a rifle and machine gun.
Holy smoke!
Sorry, Robin. I've got to sign off. I got the engine. I'm in trouble.
Stay with it until we get there, Pappy. We're on our way.
I'll try, but make it fast!
With his single engine missing, Batman works desperately at the controls to bank the plane out of range of a hail of rifle and machine gun bullets. We'll be back in a moment for the tense climax of today's episode. So stand by!
Hurry, hurry, hurry! Don't miss out on getting your football and other swell lucky pieces. And don't miss getting your big, handsome, silvery keychain to hang them on. All offered to you by that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
Sport a silvery football dangling on your keychain, just like a real college athlete.
And the skull and crossbones could be a fraternity charm. And the binoculars are a small-scale model of the real thing. There's also a rugged little steam locomotive and a telephone.
12 lucky pieces to jingle all along your keychain. And you can order any or all of them and then add to your collection.
Here's how. For each lucky piece you'd like, just send one Pep box top and one dime, plus the names of the lucky pieces you want. Let's say, for instance, that you start by sending for just the football or the skull and crossbones. When it comes, you'll also receive a printed slip with the names and pictures of all 12 lucky pieces on it for future orders.
Just remember, for each lucky piece you order, send in one Pep box top and one dime, plus, of course, the names of the lucky pieces you want.
And don't miss out on that terrific, slick-looking keychain. It's a handsome, man-sized chain, bright and silvery, with good, strong links, heavy enough to hold your scout knife and your watch and keys.
And get this, it's yours for only 15 cents and a Pep box top. That's all, a nickel and a dime, plus a Pep box top gets you your keychain.
And for your keychain and your lucky pieces, you send to Superman. Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan.
I'll just repeat that address. Send to Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan. And hurry, get in your request today. Get your collection of lucky pieces started before this offer goes off the air tomorrow.
And now back to the adventures of Superman. In his Batplane, searching for Superman, Batman spotted the old mill almost hidden by trees and bushes, where Big George Latimer held Superman prisoner. Circling lower, Batman was just reporting by radio to Robin that the mill appeared to be deserted when Latimer and Gus, a henchman, stepped out and began firing at the Batplane with a high-powered rifle and a machine gun. Some of the 50-caliber machine gun slugs tore into the engine, disabling it. Now, looking truly like a great wounded bat, the plane is attempting to flutter away. Outside the door of the mill, Latimer and Gus keep firing. While within the mill, helpless in the grip of the deadly kryptonite, Superman groans in anguish at his inability to go to the aid of his friend.
Oh, Batman's in trouble. If I could only get free and help him. But I can't move.
We got his engine, Gus. Hit faster. Bring him down.
I'll bring him down if he doesn't get out of range.
His engine's missing. He's having trouble with the rudder controls. And I have to watch it. I can't help him.
He's getting away! He's getting away!
Yes, blast him. He got away.
I don't think he'll get far. He's in trouble.
He is. He's gonna crash. Bail out, Batman. For heaven's sake, bail out.
He's practically cleared the hills. No, wait. I think he's falling. He's crashing!
X-ray vision piercing the walls of the old mill, Superman writhes in helpless agony as he sees the limping Batplane falter over a low range of hills, then begin to plummet down to the earth. Why has Batman not yet bailed out of the crashing plane? Has he been wounded? And will he too now fall a victim to the murderous designs of Big George Latimer? And what of his young companion Robin, who is racing toward the mill? The fate of all three of our famous friends, Superman, Batman, and Robin, hangs by the frailest of threads. To learn what happens, be sure to tune in tomorrow. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.